I do, I like to be promiscuous.
I love gay men and straight men to chloroform. I love chloroform.
But in the end, if you knew what the Jews were going to do to white people,
raspberry!
That, to me, doesn't matter one little iota.
We're going to metaphorically stomp your ass in the ground, you little communist piece of trash! Now go back to that piece of scum!
I just got out of bed. I wanted to start doing the garlic enema.
If you want to fight me, come on and fight me, bitch. But I'm in Georgia, bitch.
I don't need another one to die because your assholeness.
Because nobody can stand to be in the same room, the digital space, as somebody that sincerely wants to nigger retard.
Sociological.
And recently, my mom's been going through some dumb shit with my sister and my brother. And...
Oh, look, I gave you an erection. Better go clean up.
Hey, Freaks, it's Sunday, December 30th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, how can pussy discharge be creamy and crusty? Stay tuned to find out. Plus, a mangled one-inch dick, vaginal scraping, and a condom breach. All this on what's bound to be a very gross episode of TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
Yes, everybody, Tim Henson back here with you doing a weekend show to make up for the fact we did a best of show on Friday. I should really take a picture of my office or studio. It's in shambles. I'll make it today's featured image just to give you an idea of what this place looks like right now. It really is a mess. Why? Because I wanted to put up curtains on one window. And for some reason, that means tearing this whole motherfucker apart. I don't know. I'm one of these people who think I could be way more productive if my desk was in a different position. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never happy with how the studio is set up, and so now everything is sort of flipped around. You'll see it when I get on cam. I know it's hard to focus on anything aside from my titties when I'm camming. Most of you know I moonlight as a cam girl, right? Flashing my gine for cash. This is what it's come to. Anyway, that's what I'm working on this weekend. Curtains, and now just reassembling my studio. You know, to podcast, all you need is a computer and a fucking microphone. I think I've made this needlessly complicated. You know, I was pretty much podcasting when I was 12 years old. All I really had was a Sony boombox with a microphone in it. Now I've got all my audio running through an oscilloscope and an EKG. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing over here. I'm just spending money. That's right, you can now find the show on iTunes, Spotify, and Echocardiogram. Just giving you another option, another way to listen to the show. It's for you deaf people. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So I was going through, I found a bunch of junk in like crevices and corners when I was moving stuff. And one of the things I found was a birthday card from my mom. And she does this thing. I noticed it this Christmas as well when she was handing my nephew a card with money in it. She'll write on the envelope to the birthday card or whatever, "Happy birthday, Tim." But she puts the name in quotes. Like, that's not my real name. And she's on to me about it. It's like, you named me, lady. Some years, she won't even use my name. She'll say son. Like, happy birthday, son. But then put the son in quotes. And that takes on a whole new meaning. Happy birthday, son. Well, you just wait until I have to pick out a gravestone, lady. Rest in peace, mom. You were loved. All right, let's move on. I want to talk to you guys for a second about porn. Porn is a lot like ice cream. It's a sweet treat. It's not like real sex, though. I mean, it gets the job done, but it's cold. Like ice cream, there are many varieties, some of which should not exist. You got your vanilla, your chocolate, your cookies and cream, i.e. interracial. Ben and Jerry's, that's gay porn. Moose Tracks, I think is scat, right? Lemon Sherbert's piss. I can go on and on. When I was living in Columbus, there was an ice cream shop called Jenny's. And Jenny's had a lot of, and she's sort of expanded. I think if you live in a major city, you might see it, at least in the grocery store. The pints are like $10 each, which is ridiculous, right? And she's got weird ass flavors. Some of them are good, but then some of them are just like gross. in that pretentious hipster high quality way. Like lemongrass and garlic, lavender and paint chips, copper and gasoline. Like what? Even like semi-normal flavors, like, oh, here's a berry ice cream. It's got to be brambleberry and cognac, or, you know, like weird mixtures like that. Anyway, the point of this is I think I found the garlic and peanut butter flavor of porn. Just a type that should not exist and no one's jerking off to. We've got a solo video of a naked girl on her bed, and she's talking to her viewers.
Nice pair of black ones.
Talk about her panties she's wearing. Topless.
And the title of the poll was...
Oh, yes. She had a very important topic on her mind, so she decided to poll her audience.
How far have you let yourself go with your discharge when you're still discharging and wearing your panties?
That's right. Vaginal discharge porn. No! No! Look, I'm not naive. I know in this great big world, there's a few of you out there dreaming about lapping up pussy snot.
Pussy juice!
No, no, no. This is not pussy juice. This is the bad stuff, man. Infection that your body is desperately trying to expel. That's what some people want to suck out.
Pussy juice!
Still don't think you're getting it. This is concentrated evil secreting, oozing from an already musty cavern. It's nothing a normal person would ever want to touch, smell, or taste. But okay, to each their own. Like I said, I know there's some people out there, a few of you, who want this. However, as a cam girl, you should really be trying to please the majority of people watching. And I feel like talking about your vaginal discharge, your yeasty, might alienate or downright repulse some of your viewers. I didn't even get through her telling you what the poll was. It gets even grosser.
And the title of the poll was, how far have you let yourself go with your discharge when you're still discharging and wearing your panties longer than a day before eating it?
Eating it. That's the end of the poll. The question is, how long have you gone? It has to be longer than a day before you ate your own discharge.
And,
how many people do you think responded to this poll?
I've worn these panties for about 6 days. So they're really creamy and juicy. And completely covered in discharge.
Oh my, oh my god! Oh! No! No! I wish I could show you this! Okay, I'm gonna post it in the Discord. Because you have to see this. I didn't think I'd be able to see the actual discharge. It looks like spackling and also kind of like leaves. It really pops against the black underwear. It's a huge off-white splotch. It looks like if a seagull had diarrhea and just let itself go. And she's taking off the panties. I think I know what's coming next. Sometimes you guys are so lucky that this is an audio-only podcast. Oh! Oh, it's worse than I saw when she takes off the panties. It looks like dog puke. Or peanut butter or something. No, don't do what I think you're going to. Let me take another screenshot here. Don't do what I think you're going to do.
It's just completely gross and really, really thick this time.
Thick.
I don't know, I think maybe I was ovulating, but they're really thick. I've never had it this thick before, but...
Get that checked out! Don't be camming! Go to the doctor!
I've also never worn my panties for 6 days before either.
She had to peel those things off! You could hear it!
So,
rip some of her pubic hair out with it. Oh, just do it.
6 days. Six 6 days.
Girls, go in the Discord. Check out these pictures. Is this normal? I mean, I can't imagine.
It's a long time.
Even if she wore the same underwear for 6 days. And okay, maybe you've got some sort of normal amount of secretions that go on. I don't know what happens with ladies, but I can't imagine that that is normal for 6 days of underwear.
Mm-hmm. Do you think my discharge is messy in my panties?
Stop trying to make this sound hot.
I do. It's really thick and creamy, wet discharge.
Stop saying discharge. There are guys trying to jerk off to your tits, lady. Discharge is one of those words that's like an instant boner killer.
Do you think it's nasty and yucky?
Well, it's certainly not ladylike. She's going in for another taste. A dainty little lick.
I think it is. It's so nasty and yucky, I just want to eat it.
Spoilers, don't give it all away. We've got another 3 minutes of this video.
It's really, really yucky and messy and, like, crusty.
So naturally, dig in.
It's so chunky. Is that nasty enough for you? Do you want to see me eat it?
Oh, she just took a big chunk of it off of her underwear with her tongue.
Can actually, like, chew it.
Yeah, it's that thick.
It still has a really, really strong, pungent odor to it, but I have to bite off some parts.
Yeah, it's all, like, stuck in the fabric.
Mm-hmm. The more I lick it, the wetter it gets. It turns more whitish yellow.
She's really walking us through it. I feel like I'm there. Porn for the Blind presents Eating Your Fucking Discharge. I don't know how much of this you want to hear. I'm guessing you would have preferred if I stopped 20 seconds into this clip. But we've got to do it, you know, for science.
But I want to come the hardest. From tasting and licking all my nasty, yucky, crusty discharge out of my panties. I want to come hard.
Those are such fake moans, by the way.
If you want to order a pair of my nasty, crusty, yucky, wet, creamy discharge panties.
Wait a second. This was all an infomercial?
Hi. I'm Jennifer, the creator and chief creamer at My Crusty Panties. You've never felt and tasted a chunkier, thicker, and messier load of discharge than the moist, sticky discharge in My Crusty Panties. Order My Crusty Panties right now and we'll double your order. That's two My Crusty Panties for the price of one. Just pay separate shipping and handling charges.
Hold it, skank.
Order in the next 15 minutes, because we can't do this all day, and you'll receive a pair of My Bloody Culottes. Culottes stained with menstrual blood. A lot of menstrual blood. Guys, she's a gusher.
And it's chunky.
Two My Crusty Panties and My Bloody Culottes, all for $19.95?
Amazing.
For the grossest panties with the creamiest discharge, visit MyCrustyPanties.com.
Have you or a loved one ordered panties from MyCrustyPanties.com? If you've licked, chewed, or sucked clean a My Crusty Panty, call the Levinch Group today. Jennifer's discharge is loaded with hepatitis C, chlamydia, syphilis, meningitis, womaningitis, cocceal fungus benetine, HIV-1, HIV-2, the AIDSening, HIV-3, the directed DVD illness that's way worse than HIV-1 or 2. If you've experienced any adverse symptoms since chewing on panties with dried up snatch sludge on them, call the Levinge Group now. You may be entitled to substantial compensation for your very gross fetish and even worse decision-making skills.
For Christ's sakes, wash your mouth out. All right, so there you go. Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, have you heard the latest controversy involving Sesame Street, specifically Grover, who I always felt, out of all the Muppets on Sesame Street, Grover was kind of the most generic. He didn't have a thing, you know? a lot of these Muppets, right in their name, that's their gimmick. Oscar the Grouch is a grouch, and he lives in a trash can. That's his thing. Big Bird is big. The Count counts, and is, you know, like Dracula. Bert and Ernie, very, very gay. Goes on and on, right? But Grover's just Grover. What does Grover do? I mean, eventually they gave him that cape, and he has, like, that alternate personality Super Grover, right? But he doesn't really have a thing, like the Cookie Monster. Well, now he does have a thing. Grover is apparently very foul-mouthed. Recently on Twitter, it was brought to our attention that Grover could be saying fuck a lot.
Move it to follow you.
Move the camera, mm-hmm. Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
All right, did you hear that?
The camera, mm-hmm. Yes! Yes, that sounds like an
That's
excellent
a fucking
idea.
Excellent idea.
Move it to follow you.
This video on Twitter, brought to our attention by J.D. Durkin, has 2.57 million views. It is this year's Yanni or Laurel, or the, you know, gold or blue dress or whatever. Listen to it again. What Grover is actually saying is that sounds like an excellent idea, right?
Move it to follow you.
Move the camera. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
And when you, now, yeah, see, when you say it, and then you listen to it again, like, say it out loud.
Yes, yes, that sounds like an
Now I can't, now I'm hearing fucking again. God damn it. It really does switch back and forth. If you say, it sounds like an excellent idea, you'll hear that, right? It sounds like.
Move the camera, yes, yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
But if you say fuck, that
Put
sounds.
The camera, yes, that's a, yes, that sounds like an excellent
Now
idea.
I'm hearing fucking again. It's really strange. This was such a big deal on Twitter, the news got a hold of it. Here's Inside Edition reporting on this very important story.
Move it to follow you.
Move the camera, yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
Wait, what did Grover just say?
What did Grover just... I hate the way news reporters talk.
Move the camera.
And, you know, Inside Edition, not exactly news.
Yes, yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
Some are asking whether the Sesame Street character you...
Some are suggesting the Sesame Street character went too far. I hate the way they talk. They go to school for this bullshit, right? But is there a deeper meaning? Virtual
children's program.
I do not know what epiphany means, but I believe I have just had one.
After seeing a Reddit user post the short clip from the show, it then sparked a debate brought to you by the letter F, if you know what I mean.
It's the letter of the day.
Okay, all right. We don't need to play the whole thing, but just know, Inside Edition covered this story and reported it as news, because that's where we're at. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I could not do this program without my sideshow members. They are the reason this thing continues. If you happen to know a Sideshow member, thank them. Better yet, why not support the show? Become a Sideshow member today. Support the program. Get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've been at this since December 2004. You do the math. And then report back to me. How long have I been doing this show? Every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. You get a special RSS feed that contains all of the exclusive content and all of the free shows as well. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. Holiday deals are still going on, but that's just until New Year's, so act now. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, face it, most men want a bigger penis. They wouldn't mind a larger dick. One of the biggest issues preventing men from extending their penis is the cost involved. It's a very pricey procedure. What if I told you back alley doctors can extend your penis, give you more girth and length? A lot of men are happy with these unlicensed surgeries. The downside, of course, is there's always that one that doesn't go as planned, right? That's the story I have for you right now. Oh, and bonus, guess which state this takes place in?
I'm gonna fuck
fucked up state!
Yeah, a Florida man paid $1,000 to an unlicensed doctor to perform surgery on his penis, and guess what happened? He lost most of it. He wanted a few extra inches. He ended up with a one-inch penis. 60-year-old Mark Schreiber was arrested on one count of unlicensed practice of healthcare causing serious injury after the penile surgery he performed on his 55-year-old patient was very botched. The patient ended up with not only a one-inch penis, that's bad enough. That one inch was deformed. It's not even a pretty inch. I don't know what news site this is, but they describe it in a very unnewsy way. The 55-year-old hairdresser now sporting a bloody nub. It just keeps getting worse. We find out it's only an inch long. Ah, that's horrible. Yeah, well, it's also mangled. Ah, and bloody. Ah, it's just a nub. Ah, and the man's a hairdresser. Ah,
oh, hairdresser, hairdresser. Hairdresser, hairdresser.
Oh, God. Oh. As if the story couldn't get any worse. Played hairdresser. All right. It continues to get worse, freak. So it's mutilated, deformed, bloody nub. After the surgery, he found out he could no longer have sex. The man also has no sensation during urination and suffers from painful and spontaneous erections.
Why don't you just
help yourself?
Kill yourself.
I mean, I know that sounds a bit harsh, but seriously, why don't you just kill yourself? According to the police report, the man initially woke up the morning after his surgery and found his penis covered in bloody bandages. I'd wake up and I'd be like, okay, I guess that's to be expected. I just had this surgery. The doctor played it cool. He's like, hey, it's fine. Everything's fine. You just want to change your bandages regularly and keep it wrapped and keep it straight. Please, God, try to keep it straight. According to court documents, the victim's penis looked mutilated and was missing skin. God, it was raw and swollen. But, you know, there's no happy ending to this story, freaks. The penis also had retracted in size and was very small. According to prosecutors, Schreiber's remedy was to tell the man to tie two popsicle sticks to his penis and keep it straight while it healed. Here's a quote. This was the worst experience of his life. That's according to Miami-Dade prosecutor Warren Eath. She told that to a judge. Schreiber, who had a long and troubled history of botched plastic surgeries, surrendered his medical license years ago because, you know, he wasn't good at his job, and also served 2 years in prison for practicing medicine without a license. He continued practicing medicine covertly, according to prosecutors, and pleaded not guilty last month in the penis surgery case. Schreiber remains jailed as he awaits trial. Second story we have for you today, from penis mutilation to vaginal scraping. Yeah, it's a thing, and it sounds painful. So Mel B, you know, she's a Spice Girl. She was also a judge on America's Got Talent, or one of those reality competition talent show things. Mel B revealed that she underwent a procedure with her vagina to have the inside of her cunt scraped. Scraped out. She got her vagina scraped out to remove all traces of her ex-husband. Apparently, they're in the midst of a very painful divorce. Now she's in the midst of a very painful pussy. Anytime the procedure involves the word scraping, that can't be pleasant. It's got to be very sore down there, right? All right, so she had a procedure called vaginal scraping. She got her pussy scraped out to remove all traces of her ex-husband, as if anything would remain in there after so long. The pussy's supposed to be self-cleaning, like an oven. The pussy pushes the cream out. The discharge, the infection, the semen. Do some Kegels, you'll be fine. Vaginal scraping. Mel B said, quote, they scraped the inside of my vagina and put new tissue in. It's almost like a rape victim would do. Essentially, you want to scrub yourself clean. According to one website, this doesn't seem right. The purpose of vaginal scraping is to make the vagina fresh. You hear that, girls, with all your stale pussies out there? Like a hamper full of dirty clothes. Odors wafting out. You need to freshen that. Febreze that pussy. Dr. Fiona Matal, an obstetrician gynecologist in Canada, recently tweeted against the procedure in which she said, "Your friendly neighborhood gynecologist would not recommend a vaginal cleanse that includes scraping of the walls, even to rid traces of an ex." According to Mel B, she says, "I went to Dr. Matlock. Were you also investigating a murder?" He's very confused. Guys, I think Andy Griffith scraped Mel B's vagina. All those right-wing conspiracy people are right. Hollywood is a bunch of perverts and pedophiles. Anyway, Mel B says, "I went to Dr. Matlock." Probably not the same Matlock as the one that's on TV. She didn't go to a fictional attorney. "I went to Dr. Matlock and I said, I don't want to feel like the last person that was inside my vagina was this monster. He examined me and said, legally, there's nothing I can do about that because you don't need anything done. I said, could he just go in there and get everything out, but then pack it with new fresh tissue?" Mel B is retarded. Mel B explained that most women undergo the procedure because they want to be made smaller, but she wanted to be clean and new inside. That new pussy smell. In a similar vein, she said she had a tattoo bearing her ex-husband's name cut off rather than removed with a laser against the advice from her doctor. You know, you can just laser those things off and you know, it's gone. Everything Mel B does is so
extreme
and dumb. She's very dumb. She's like, "I want this tattoo removed. Cut the skin off of me." And they're like, "No, we can just go ahead and just laser it off. You'll get to keep your skin. You won't need to cut anything off. There will be no scarring. Now, cut it off." All right. Then she goes to a doctor and she's like, "I feel dirty in my cunt because my ex-husband was a bastard. Can you clean that out?" And the doctor's like, there's nothing really we can do. The pussy's self-cleaning. Could you just take a chainsaw to my cunt and replace the tissue? I mean, I guess we could. Not really going to accomplish anything. Do it. Mel B explained that she wanted to go ahead for psychological reasons. "If he's cut from my body, he's cut from my life," she asserted, adding that she now keeps the skin in her kitchen, because that's normal. She got a restraining order from her now ex-husband in June. The pair split in 2017. Their divorce was finalized last month. The cosmetic gynecologist who Mel B claims to have carried out her procedure, Beverly Hills-based Dr. Matlock. Oh, he doesn't have a real first name. It's just Doctor. That's his first name, DR. Dr. Matlock offers 12 cosmetic female genital plastic surgery options. These include labiaplasty, laser vaginal rejuvenation. He also invented something called the G-Shot, an internal injection which he claimed amplified women's orgasms. At the time, British consultant plastic surgeon Paul Banwell described it as a gimmicky surgery and warned of potential scarring and a reduction of libido over time. As if these two stories weren't traumatizing enough, I've got something that could scare normal people with this next one, especially if you use condoms. That's why I don't bother. Just saran wrap your dick, you'll be fine. All right, the parent company of Durex condoms says there's no reason to be worried. All right, that's a worrying statement. Why would this company tell us not to worry? Well, they've recalled some condoms. Congratulations, you might be a father. The company announced they'll be pulling certain batches of Durex Real Feel condoms off the shelves in Canada. Oh, is this just Canada? After they've failed to pass shelf life durability tests. There's no safety concern for consumers, and only specific batches are affected. So I'm guessing, like, the problem is the durability test, maybe over time, condoms aren't as durable, that's why they have expiration dates, and maybe these are expiring faster than the printed date, and so maybe they pull them off the shelves before they've gone bad, you see. Maybe. Health Canada, I'm guessing here, Health Canada, the National Public Health Department, issued its own alert following the announcement, stating the affected condoms are not expected to meet the registered burst pressure specifications at end of shelf life. So, if you blow massive loads, like if your dick snot shoots forth with a lot of pressure, like a fire hose, you might have a problem. The condom might burst. Thank God I merely dribble, and it comes out of the side of my dick. finally, something to thank my back alley penis surgeon for. I come like a leaky faucet. The department alerted there was a similar recall for Durex Real Feel condoms back in July. Durex, I would not buy Durex condoms for a while. No other Durex products are affected outside of the specified batch number, and you can find those online. This is how clickbaity the news has become. That was an article on CNN, and there are other, you know, mainstream news sources. They don't mention that it's Canada in the headline. You gotta go reading through that. Of course, every guy's gonna be clicking on that article, right? What? Recalled condoms? Ah! Alright, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday. Sunday, Sunday! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my freaks, and there are many ways to get a hold of me. Show at distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line. We're going to play a couple of those right now. 206-666-4463. If you're a patron and you've pledged a few bucks, I think it's like $5 a month, you get access to a special voicemail line, and I will play your calls first. I do have one of those to play for you. Other ways to contact me, I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Everyone got that? Oh, we also have a post office box address. All this information is on the show notes over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. For the love of God, that's not the right voicemail. That's the last voicemail I played, I think, on the show. Maybe the sideshow exclusive one. This stupid voicemail is haunting me. It's just a Chinese woman talking.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Love Lady Cat Lady here.
Hey, real quick, before Love Lady Cat Lady talks, I did receive a Christmas gift from her. I have not opened the package because she wants me to record it, and my office is such a mess. I'm embarrassed to video record. So as soon as I, am set up to do video, I'm going to post a video of me opening her gift like she wanted.
First of all, fucking pregnant parking is retarded bullshit.
Yeah, I don't adhere to pregnant parking rules. If there's a spot for expecting mothers or families, I will take that spot.
Second, yes.
I don't feel they should get it. I say this every time, but they shouldn't get any special rights just for procreating.
I'm handicapped, and honestly, I am physically handicapped. And
can I have your placard or whatever? Oh, that would be so great if you just gifted me that. Maybe that's what's in the bag here.
I honestly only use it if I'm feeling, like extra handicapped that day.
Yeah.
I don't always use it because, there's the other.
I'm feeling so tardy today.
People that are more handicapped than me, whatever.
Oh, there are plenty of spots to go around. That's all I see that's open in parking lots now.
I mean, I don't know if you opened your presents yet, but I would like to hear about it, because I think they gave you some pretty good shit. Also, apparently my brother hangs out with Window Liquor. Didn't know that.
I would like to get some audio of that, if you could have him record.
Window Liquor?
On the sly.
Hang out with my brother. And shout out to Bunny. This is Cheese from high school. What up, girl?
All right.
That's it. Happy New Year, Tim. Bye-bye.
Well, again, let me just say thank you for the gift. I definitely appreciate it. But again, I'm waiting to open it. I'm being good. Oh, I want to open it so bad. I'm dying to know what I got from Love Lady Cat Lady. But I'll be good. Let's do a couple more voicemails here now. Yes, go right ahead, caller.
Hey, Tammy. This is Lifetime Slideshow member, Breathless Runner.
Hello.
I just listened to your episode today where you're talking about that dude who wanted to legally change his age from 69 to, 49 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you had such a brilliant idea. Dude, you sometimes blow me away with the kinds of ideas you come up with. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's all these endorphins running through me right now, but it sounded like you had a brilliant idea about proposing two different ages, the age that, when you're literally born.
Yeah.
From there. And then the doctor's evaluation of, this 40-year-old is actually, has a body of a 32-year-old.
Right.
And, that could have all kinds of impacts, like, lower health insurance costs.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And like on Tinder and stuff, when you're going to find a date, you could put that age. So you get like younger people.
I don't know.
What I'm saying?
If
you're like a 40-year-old guy, but your physical age, what you look and feel like is 30, then you can start dating 20-year-olds, right? And it's not so creepy.
Awesome idea. I wish it could somehow.
Because I'm in my late 30s, and I feel like I'm like 60. You know what I mean?
Forward by
my heart issues and stuff.
Somebody,
I would hate to be evaluated.
You know, his ability and the knowledge to do that.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, we were talking about that story where a guy was trying to legally change his age. And there's no way something like that would fly right now. A lot of times, the people... Is my voice cracking? Maybe I'm going through puberty. I'm 38, but I've got the mind and body of a 13-year-old. You know what that means. Middle school girls, watch out! Tim's coming for you. And this time, your parents can't do anything about it. One day, those laws will be changed. All right, I don't know what I was talking about. Let's just do another voicemail here.
Hey, Moose, viral hamburger. Hey, happy Veterans Day, man. I love the...
Little behind on the voicemails. Again, I'm sorry.
Fucking veteran. Hey, Boo, who's your favorite veteran?
Oh, probably Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet on Animal Planet. Or Tom Cruise on Bourne on the 4th of July.
Right? If you answered
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan. I want to change my answer to Lieutenant Dan.
Father.
Oh, shit.
That's correct.
I forgot about him.
So I was, I'm following some dude on the freeway, and he had a loud exhaust pipe, and his plate said Big Smoke. Mm-hmm. Right? Big Joe. Come on, fucker. I love America, man.
Are you sure he didn't have one of those whistlers on his muffler? It's just for decoration, man. It's just for decoration.
I love you. I love everyone. I love.
All right.
All love, man. No hate. Love, 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 love.
All right. Thank you very much, Spiral Hamfucker, and to all of my freaks who continue to call into the voicemail line. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
For the grossest panties with the creamiest discharge, visit mycrustypanties.com.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes and wherever, you know, Stitcher, wherever you can rate podcasts. Give Distorted View 5 stars, 10 out of 10. If you're reviewing us on Yelp, make sure to say the food was delicious and inexpensive and the kitchen was clean. I will see you back tomorrow to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Nobody ever gets to know, but keep it secret. And if you go alone, I bet it's gonna be you.
I know the last 22 times I've asked you, you didn't want to go out with
Ben. No, I really
but this
don't.
Time I think I've got it. Listen. The ballet, fifth row center. These are $60 tickets. And I'll even throw
Thanks,
dinner.
But I
no,
really...
No, no, a real dinner. Something that you like. A barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Do you think this impresses me?
I hope so.
No. And please don't ask again.